Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 6, verses 44 through 51. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they will all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me, not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus makes reference to Isaiah, who said, "They will all be taught by God more fully. All your sons shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children." These are the words of the Lord as a husband to his wife, the husband who for a moment had afflicted and deserted her on account of her wickedness, but now promises and renews his love as everlasting. Soon ruin is going to give way to beauty again. Soon the exile give way to restoration. But critically, he is the origin of all of these blessings, of all of these achievements, these great doings. "Their vindication is from me," declares the Lord. And immediately then, Isaiah continues in this place with remarkable passages that you probably know a lot better. "Come, you who have no money, come buy and eat without price. Why spend your money for that which is not bread, your labor for that which does not satisfy? Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, that your soul may live. Seek the Lord where he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. My word shall not return to me empty, but shall accomplish that which I purpose." The Lord invites, he calls, he speaks. He says, "Come, seek, listen." And this is how he draws us, kindling faith by this hearing. Again, critically, the origin and the power of this work lies with him. And that's the reason that he says with these vivid but puzzling phrases, "Come and buy, but without paying any money." Now, how can no one come to God, and yet Jesus bids them come, seek, and listen? The Father does not draw parallel or apart from Christ Jesus. He draws not only to Jesus, but through him. God's true sons are taught by God because God in the flesh is right here teaching them in today's text. Jesus Christ has come in the flesh from God. He is the Word of God made flesh. He is the one who alone has seen the Father, since he alone is from God. But that means that when he speaks, we can gain his insight. He is sincere in his words. He is truthful in them. He is trustworthy. And that is how, hearing his words, we are saved by them. That is how, as Jesus said so urgently today, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life." We are taught by the Father, all of us, by God himself, whenever we are drawn to the Son that he has sent. Now, this happens in no other way than through his sincere words and his promises to us. and his sincere words and his promises are made known to us in his holy scriptures and in the preaching of those scriptures. The writings of those prophets, like Jesus is quoting today, who foretold him, and surely, of course, the apostles and the evangelists, like St. John himself, who bear witness that Jesus has come in the flesh from God. This is how, then, the scriptures can again become a delightful book to us if somehow they have been set aside or become boring. They're God's very words and his very teaching. They are the Father's means of drawing us. They are his sincere mission to the world, not only in the red letters that record Jesus' precise words, but as Jesus demonstrates here and everywhere in the Gospels, in all of their words which testify of him, so that we may have eternal life. This teaching, too, belongs to Pentecost, because the Holy Spirit is at work, not parallel with the Bible or apart from the Scriptures, but precisely in them, through them. He calls us by the gospel. Now be warned, it is possible to receive the scriptures in different ways too. The conversation starter for today's reading was a different allusion to Isaiah, though we heard it. Amen, amen, I say to you, you are seeking me, Jesus said, but not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you, for on him God the Father has set his seal. It is possible to come to the Scriptures in our time, just as it was to walk up to Jesus in the time of John's writing, to seek and even to listen without coming to the Father, without recognizing God, without hearing him. The Bible can be just a guide for this life only. Maybe it's just metaphors for common experiences and common phrases. It could be your talisman on the shelf, or even one that you carry around with you. It could just be a collection of breadcrumbs waiting for me to shape it into a trail or into some grand story. And it could just be material for a speech like this one. Such a use seeks only the loaves, seeks only figurative food that perishes, but does not satisfy for very long. The Jews were the one who brought up the manna to Jesus. This was a sign that God had given to believe him, but they thought it was a sign that only pointed to Moses' power, represented the power of God, which came to its end when bellies were full. Jesus is the one then who observes that everybody who ate that great, amazing food from God died. And it wasn't because they were lacking in the name of the Lord about them. It wasn't because they didn't have his prophets near to them. They even had the original Bible written with the very finger of God on tablets, kept safe in a box. But the reason they died is because, for all of their listening, they didn't hear. They didn't believe the Lord. They didn't trust his sincere promises, but they were drawn away after every other god and every other concern. And so they fell in the wilderness. Believe me, you cannot, by your own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, your Lord, or come to him. And yet his Spirit is urgent with you, saying, come, by the proclamation of his gospel. Yet the husband is still saying to his fallen bride, come, by giving his flesh for her life. Yet the Father says, seek first the kingdom of God and my Son's righteousness. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. And this is, if you have ears to hear, this is what the Scriptures will always center you on. Jesus Christ, come in the flesh from God. Here's the one who answers the riddles and makes a way for you by drawing you to himself when his flesh was raised up on a cross for the life of the world. He is bread worth a great deal more than whatever we are spending our money or our passions on, and yet he is freely given to us. And he is both sincere and clear that he is the origin of all true blessings, of real achievements that last, and of the power that makes all of this possible. And the end of his teachings is steadfast love, which really is better than life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.